News Talk's about 28 to 10. Now, I know that this story was around yesterday, and the New Zealand Initiative has various people from the initiative have made media appearances already, namely yesterday, although I'm not sure about on this radio station. But there are a lot of people who didn't have the radio on yesterday because of the anniversary weekend. There were people who don't know much about it, if anything. So the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director, Dr. Oliver Hartwich, good morning.
Good morning, Layton.
I quote our news story, cutting immigration numbers would be a bad move. Now, let's start with what current immigration numbers are at the moment, as far as you're concerned.
Well, we currently have migration numbers of around 70,000 net arrivals per year. That means people staying, more people arriving than people departing. We should be careful, though, because not all of the people that we're counting as permanent and long-term arrivals are actually going to stay here forever. The statistical definition of permanent and long-term arrival means just that you're intending to stay for the next 12 months in the country. So not all of the 70,000 net migrants that we receive will actually be here for good. But we are certainly looking at strong migration figures at the moment, and definitely stronger than just 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Do we have any idea about how many would leave sort of within that 12-month period?
We have a good idea that some of the people will definitely leave, because some of them are students and some are just here on temporary visas, and so they will have to leave. It is difficult to really give a precise forecast on the figures, because a lot of them, of course, include Australians and New Zealanders who have a right to live here, and we can't really forecast where they are going to go.
Exactly. However, there is still substantial opposition to the numbers that are coming in. Some people would like to see us take a holiday for a period of time. You say that it would be a bad move, presumably because you think it would be damaging to the economy?
Not just to the economy, but more broadly speaking, what we found was actually we did a stock take. I mean, we took all of the concerns that are often debated in public very seriously, concerns about crime, concerns about the effect on the public purse, concerns about infrastructure. We just wanted to see what the real state of affairs in migration really is. And so what we found, first of all, was a good news story. We found that about 4 in 5 New Zealanders believe that migrants contribute positively to the country and to our culture. About 7 in 10 New Zealanders believe that migrants contribute positively to the economy. And then we also found, on the other side, that 87% of all migrants believe that they belong to New Zealand. So I think that's great. It's a great news story. It's a win-win situation. Then we went through some of the statistics just to figure out what kind of impact migrants really have, whether they fit in, whether they make a contribution to the country. And again, we found very good reasons to believe that migration is a win-win situation for both New Zealanders and migrants alike. And just to give you some examples, we found that the average migrant currently pays $2,600 more in taxes than they actually receive from the government in public services. The average New Zealand-born resident of New Zealand only pays $170 in. So that's a positive contribution to public finances. We also found that migrants and their children have extremely good education results. So they show an upward education mobility. That means that children of migrants are very likely to have even better education results than their parents. We found that they are on average less criminal than native-born New Zealanders. We found that they are less often unemployed, that they're less often on benefits. So altogether, this is a very good news story. And we conclude in our report, really, that we've long known, of course, that New Zealand is one of the best countries in the world, but we seem to be getting the best migrants in the world as well.
All right, so we're getting the best migrants, if we are. By what method?
Well, we are getting migrants by having a migration system that is basically fit for purpose. So we're selecting migrants quite carefully. We've got a point system. We've got skills shortages list that basically determine who can come to this country. And we make sure that migrants, once they're here, actually integrate into society. Other countries have not such a positive experience with migration, of course, because migrants often tend to end up on benefits, on welfare in European countries, for example. In New Zealand, it's the other way around. In New Zealand, we're integrating migrants through the labor market and through participation in the labor force. And therefore, we don't see the kind of ghettoization that you see in some European countries. We actually see a migrant population that actually over time becomes extremely well integrated into our country. And therefore, we have called the report The New New Zealanders, Why Migrants Make Good Kiwis.
Just deal for me briefly, if you can, with the issues over housing. There is considerable, and of course I can't give you numbers, but I know it because I get it. There's considerable concern with regard to the cost of housing in Auckland. Now, there's no question, I don't think, that the number of migrants coming into Auckland contributes to that.
That is certainly true. I mean, once you add people to the population, you have an extra demand for housing, and we don't dispute that. But we think that, generally speaking, the fears that migrants are pushing up our house prices are a little bit overstated. First of all, we should probably go back 3-4 years to a time when we didn't have these migration levels and we already had a booming housing market. And that's simply because the housing market is overregulated, and I think it's basically dysfunctional. We have to fix that. We shouldn't blame migrants for the IMA.
But if you add large numbers of people arriving, that only exacerbates an already the boil or that's already formed.
Yes, and I'm not disputing at all that migrants need a house as well, and they need accommodation. What I would say, though, is that when we're talking about our migrants, a lot of the migrants don't actually buy houses. They are renting, especially students, of course. They wouldn't buy a property outright. They would rent. So I think we would probably expect to see most of the effect of the migrant population in the rental market rather than in house prices. And I think the kind of fears that we're talking about foreign buyers, that's probably about non-resident buyers buying property here. But I think migration as such, it has an effect on the housing market, but I think it's probably not quite as bad as people believe.
All right. The added tax that you're talking about, a levy, what would you have in mind?
Well, there are fears, of course, that migrants will require extra infrastructure, and they obviously need more roads and sewage and schools and hospitals and everything else. We argue in the report that they are already making a very positive fiscal contribution. They're paying more into the budget than they're actually taking out of it. But if you're really concerned that migration really strains our public services, that it strains our infrastructure, then we have said rather than just cutting migration from current numbers, we should keep the system quite liberal as it is, but we should then perhaps consider asking migrants to contribute to the extra infrastructure that they will need. And so we've proposed a levy. How that levy will be designed, that is going to be a tricky question, and the Prime Minister talked about that yesterday, and I think he's right that it needs careful consideration how you design it. But I think this might be one of the ways in which we could keep the migration system quite liberal while still alleviating some New Zealanders' fears that migration will just put too much of a burden on us as a country because we can't deal with infrastructure challenges.
All right. The way that New Zealand is developing at this point of time can be sustained for how long?
I think it can be sustained for quite a long time because
to get to what sort of numbers?
I don't think economists or politicians or anyone else for that matter should really give you a target number. I think this is a dynamic system. It is evolving, and we are currently doing really well with the migration we're getting, but we shouldn't define an end state. I think that would be wrong because we simply don't know what the future is going to look like. But at the moment, we have a labor market which is very tight. We have lots of businesses and industries reporting skills shortages. So I think we're actually doing well, and we're making the most out of the opportunities that migration offers to this country as well.
All right. We're short of engineers. I'll just throw this in finally. Short of engineers, the story this morning. Why are we? What's the lack of attraction?
Perhaps it is not even that widely known around the world that we are short of engineers. Perhaps we should just market that a bit more. I personally find it very hard to believe that at the time when lots of European countries record massive youth unemployment, and we're talking about really well-qualified people. Think of Italy, for example, where even qualified people, engineers for that matter, are struggling to find permanent employment. Why we are finding it so hard to get these people here? I think especially for these areas in which we have shortages, like the engineers that you mentioned, but also probably in some medical professions, nurses, we should be more open to the idea of actually filling these skill shortages with migrants. And I think it would benefit the migrants, and it would definitely benefit New Zealand as a country.
And to those who are concerned that there are, let me be blunt, that there are too many Chinese or Asians in general, but that, you know, people get somewhat confused at times over the distinction between races. Is of any concern to you or not?
Well, it is not of concern to me as long as we make sure that migrants coming to the country integrate, that they speak the language, that they respect the values of this country, and that they become part of our communities. And I don't see any reason at this moment to be particularly concerned about that, because all the data that we have for our migrant populations actually points to the fact that these migrants that we receive integrate extremely well and become good Kiwis over time.
All right. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
Dr.
you.
Oliver Harvich from the New Zealand Initiative. Comment? Feel free. 18 to 10, News Talk Sydney.
I was a big girl. I was embarrassed.